You are listening to the Actually Average podcast, hosted by me, Alex, a podcast where I jump on here and, hi, I'm just going to jump on here really quick. Ew, that was disgusting. But anyway, I will share stories about my actually average life. The purpose is to use this as an outlet to get a lot of things off of my mind. But then also, I'm a yapper at heart, and I like sharing updates with everybody. And I know that the social media platform in three quarters, social media platform like Instagram that I tend to go to is not always ideal for people to listen to yappers such as myself. So I figured, oh my God, why not start a podcast? If you are not new here, then you know that this is not my first attempt at a podcast. I did have one in the past. It was called If I Had a Podcast. And it was actually, it did a lot better than I thought it was going to do when I first started it. But then it got to a point where I just looked at it as another thing on my to-do list that I did not want to do in that moment. So it just I just kind of kept pushing it off. And then I got laid off. So the laptop I was using to record my episodes, I no longer had access to. And I also deleted that podcast. So if you did listen to it, congrats. It no longer is around. So I hope you enjoyed it while it was alive, because I wanted this to be the only one out there. So this is episode one. Who knows how long I'll keep this up for. I'm struggling with my speech. That's all right. But excuse me. Pardon. Who knows how long I'll be able to keep this up for. Again, I'm going to try really hard. My thing is that I literally have a degree in multi-platform journalism. I have all of the knowledge and tools and resources I need to do well with a podcast. I have a microphone. It's not the best microphone. My mom even got me a microphone stand, like a little arm to add to the table, or excuse me, what the hell is that called? The desk. So I don't have to, I can like position my microphone in a nice way. So I have, you guys, I have everything but the freaking neurons I need to actually achieve things in a timely manner. God damn it. My name is Alex, if you did not get that already. I just turned 30 back in June, and I am going through a midlife crisis, I'm pretty sure, but that's fine. It's been fun. I'm married to my high school sweetheart, Colby. We have been together since 2012, which is a long ass time. We do have two cats, Jack and Gus, my little babies, and we have Pippa, our dog. We don't have any kids yet, and then throughout this podcast, you'll learn that we are actually trying to start a family of our own. However, we're not going to have to go about it the normal way. We are going to more than likely have to do IVF, and that's something that I'll have to get into in another episode because it just deserves a whole conversation on its own. But yes, we are. We're 30 years old. We're trying to have a family. But of course, Mother Nature is like, no, you guys, we're going to make it a little bit difficult for you. But everything happens for a reason. We get it. We don't own a home yet. We're hoping to, hopefully by the end of the year. But we currently rent a townhouse, 2-bed, 2-bath here in Boise. And I work part-time retail. I work in Sephora right now. And what a lot of people, I don't think, understand is the why. Because I am kind of judgmental of myself. I'm 30 years old. I have a college degree and I work part-time at Sephora. And the reason why is because I need, again, I mentioned that we are going to possibly be doing IVF, and that's a lot of money, and a lot of money that we do not have. And so after doing further research, we found a number of jobs that had insurance coverage or insurance benefits with coverage, like IVF coverage. Sephora being one of them, and it just happened to be an employer I was already working at. And before I got laid off from my full-time job, I was working at Sephora on the side because I just needed to get out of the house. I was working from home full-time, and my mental health, I was at a very low point. I was going absolutely nuts. I had no social interaction with anybody other than my husband. And so I got this job at Sephora where I was only working there maybe 12 hours a week. Now I'm part-time. This is my only job. I'm in the process of trying to find another part-time job, but it's hard because I have to have certain availability for Sephora in order to keep these benefits so that we can have coverage for our future IVF treatments. It's a process. And so I hope, I know I've seen people come in that I know, and I'm automatically like, oh my God, they're judging me. They're for working at retail, blah, 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 blah. But now y'all know. So if you guys have ever been judgy about that, like, fucking, first of all, shame on you. Like, in this economy too, everyone's going to do whatever they need to do to get by. I also do Uber deliveries on the side. So if you want to put your nose up on that too, go ahead. And I think that's another reason why I'm trying to start this podcast, is because I know I have the potential, not to toot my own horn, but like, I got, there's something, I got pizzazz, I got showbiz potential. There's something about me, I just know it. Like, put me on a show, I just need to know someone famous and like be in the background of a show, and then naturally things will just happen from there. I just know it. So if I can just get this out there, get my voice heard, fucking for like literally, and let's just see what happens. When I'm a gazillionaire, you guys will not hear from me because I will have fallen off from the face of the earth. But I will send you all on a treasure hunt with maps and weapons. What else is there about me? My favorite colors are pink and purple. That's why my logo is pink and purple. If it's a like light pink, has to go with light purple, hot pink, hot purple. Just love the combos. Oh my God. And I love unicorns. I love all things girly. I truly think so. When I was younger, I tried so, so hard to be a tomboy. I don't know why I wanted to be a tomboy. I used to say my favorite color was black. I didn't want to be like all the other girls. I was such a pick me. It was so bad. But anyways, so I kind of repressed a lot of those like girly things throughout childhood. And now I'm trying to make up for it. And I don't give a flying rat's ass what people think of me. Literally on my 29th birthday, I wore a pink poofy dress with unicorns and shooting stars and castles all over it and cowgirl boots. And I fucking rocked the shit out of it. I loved every minute of it. But like, at the same time, I'm not like making it my entire personality. There is a fine line between like trying to relive those childhood memories and your childhood favorites, but like without making it fucking creepy, you know? Oh, what's that dodgeball where that girl's house is literally all unicorns? Like, people are like, Alex, that's you. And I'm like, okay, that's not me. It's not, because that's crazy. But I do like a unicorn. I do like a good unicorn. That's for sure. Anyways, I'm trying to think. I have some random ass other things too. I'm 5'4". No, I don't know actually how tall I am. I don't know why I said that. Yeah, let me probably end this before I ramble on too much. Again, I just wanted to do an introductory episode, something quick and short, just to kind of get out there what the purpose of this podcast is for. And if there's anything else that you guys want me to address in my next episode, this one's going to be the most like unstructured. When I moving forward, they will have a little bit more structure to them. I am going to have topics that I am going to address. This one, I just wanted to. My goal was to have an episode out by Tuesday, and this is me trying very hard to stick to that goal. So yeah, if you guys have anything else you want to know about me, please comment on my Instagram. My handle is The Actually Average Podcast. Go on there. That's where I'm going to do a lot for this podcast. And I am going to maybe in the future start a Patreon. I tried to do that with the last one, and it was just kind of hard to upkeep. So at this point, I know this is just a hobby. I'm not looking at this as like a moneymaker yet, baby, yet keyword. This is just something that I'm just trying to have fun with. And it's not the best quality. It's not going to be your favorite podcast in the entire world. But those who are listening, even right now, just know I appreciate you. And thanks for sticking around. If there's anything you need, I don't know, call me. Okay, bye-bye.